everyone. Welcome to the New Heart Church Leadership Podcast. We believe that as you invest and listen to this message, that your life is going to move forward. So get ready for an incredible message.
I want to talk for the next couple of minutes about this idea of leadership timing. Leadership timing. It is important to not just be able to do a good thing, but to do it in the right time, to be able to see that this is the moment that I'm stepping into this place. This is the moment that I'm saying these words. This is the moment that I'm going to choose to do this new thing that God has put on my heart. This is the moment that I'm waiting. This is the moment that I'm pausing. This is the moment that I'm not going to do any big drastic changes in my life. This is, and it all because you're understanding timing just a little bit better. Acts chapter 7, verse 25 said, Moses assumed his fellow Israelites would realize that God had sent him to rescue them, but they didn't. The next day, he visited them, the Israelites, again, and saw two men of Israel fighting. He tried to be a peacemaker. Men, he said, you are brothers. Why are you fighting each other? But the man in the wrong pushed Moses aside. Who made you a ruler and judge over us? He asked. Are you going to kill me as you killed that Egyptian yesterday? So the moment here is Moses is stepping into some leadership that God had made him for. But he's stepping into it in the wrong time. And because he stepped into it in the wrong time, things didn't work out the way that he wanted them to. I want to read that beginning part. Moses assumed his fellow Israelites would realize that God had sent him to rescue them. Moses assumed that, this is what God made me to do, so I'm going to step right into it. But it was in the wrong timing. Assumptions are lazy leaders' attempts at boldness. Assumptions are lazy leaders' attempts at boldness. It's not being bold. It's a lazy attempt at trying to be bold. And so Moses used this assumption to say, Of course it's my time. Of course I'm supposed to do it right now. Of course this is when I'm supposed to shine. Of course this is the issue. See, a lot of times, especially this happens with young leaders get frustrated because they feel like people are putting damp cloths all over their fire dreams. But they don't understand that timing is so important. And so they start looking at people that are great people in their life and thinking, you're just trying to put a lid on me. You're just trying to tell me don't dream. You're just trying to extinguish all the things that God has called me to do. You're just trying to get in the way of my dream. And so what happens is young leaders, or just leaders in general, or people in general, will actually start pulling themselves out of places that they're meant to be planted in and look for leaders that will say, yes, go for it, go for it, go for it, go for it. And they're like, finally, I found a leader who's encouraging and believing in me. Finally, I've got a leader who is behind me. Instead of not realizing maybe there was these leaders that believe in you, but they're trying to teach you timing. Because if you step into something at the wrong time, what happens is you have to leave it for a longer time than you want to. Moses. This, because he stepped in at the wrong time, this is the moment where Moses is like, I wasn't supposed to be doing this. And then what he tried to do is he tried to lead these Israelites. And what'd they do? Push him aside. And he was in the wrong timing. And he started trying to assert leadership that he shouldn't have been doing at this point. And when you start getting into leadership that you are not equipped for, or more importantly, it's not your timing, then what happens is you start trying to pull people instead of guide them. And in leadership, if you are always the leader that has to pull people instead of guide them, you're going to be real frustrated. Because you're out of timing. You're not in the right time. Because we didn't understand the timing. Now all of a sudden we're in this wrong position. We're in the right position at the wrong time, trying to pull people and convince people instead of guide people and give them wisdom. One of the hardest lessons that I have learned and am continually trying to learn is that it is not my job to push people into position as a leader. It's not my job. Because whatever you build something on, you have to maintain it on. So if you have to pull people into leadership, guess what you're going to be doing the rest of your life? You're going to be pulling them the rest of your life. You're going to be pulling them and trying to convince them. And it's going to be good. I don't know who said this. This is a quote from a long time ago. Somebody said it. Smart said it at one point. They said, when the student is ready, the master will appear. So when people want to be taught, that's when you jump in there. Moses, that shows you timing. When people want something, instead of continually trying to pull somebody into something, Moses, you're trying to destroy something that God wants you to build because you're in the wrong timing. And it's not that he wasn't the man for the job. That's the thing that we get confused. We think if it's not right now, it must not be me forever. I'm going to say that again. If it's not right now, then it must not be me forever. Because we have a problem with waiting. We have a problem with letting God move in his timing. And we sometimes have a problem with being developed because we feel like we don't need to be developed because we're ready right now. But we don't see what we don't know. And so Moses was 40 years being developed. Now, I'm not going to go too deep into this, but I will say that Moses went completely oppo, which a lot of times we do too. He was full of like, I'm going to do this. I'm the leader. I'm going to go. No, I'm not. I'm running for my life. Pharaoh's going to kill me. And then he swung all the way to the other side. To remember his conversation with God? How can I speak? I can't do this. I can't. And so it just seems like we can't ever just kind of like hang in here. We're always, I'm ready to go right now. Let's do it. Yeah. You know, hair on fire or non-hair on fire or whatever. You know, you're all ready to go. Or the whole, oh, it's not me. I can never do that. I can just never. Yeah. And all of it is devoid of God's spirit and timing. And so Moses, you know, you can see this, honestly, I will say with Moses, and especially with leadership and timing, what I would say for all of us when we're understanding timing is this is one of the reasons why prayer is so, so important. Because it's in prayer, when you're having conversation with God and you're spending time in his presence, that he lets you in on his timeline more and more and more. The less you spend in with God's presence, the more you bull in the china shop your own future and decisions, and you get in the way of God trying to maneuver you. And we end up costing us even more time. So I will say, on a completely different note with leadership timing, maybe there is a point where somebody is trying to speak to you, and they are the leader, or trying to be a leader in your life, trying to help you, and you miss the timing, and you push them away. I want you to see this. It was something that just kind of jumped up out of me as I was reading this last piece. Do you know that Israel was praying for 400 years for God to get them out of Egypt? And this one interaction cost them 40 more years. Think about that for a second. This one interaction cost Israel 40 more years. What if the moment that, I'm just saying, this is my opinion, this isn't in the scripture, but what if Israel and these guys were like, awesome, Moses, sorry, we shouldn't be fighting. How and all of a sudden opened up their life to him being the leader, what would happen? We don't know. All we know is it took 40 more years. And sometimes our own pride at pushing away people that God is bringing into our life cost us to stay in places that God wants us to get out of. And we're costing ourselves, you know, how many times we're, God do it, God do it, God do it, God do it. And God's like, I tried to do it, but you pushed it away. And so it's really, again, timing. Like some of us, we want God to move fast. Okay, awesome. You want God to move fast? Increase your humility. If you want God to move faster in your life, just get more humble and more humble and more humble and more humble and more humble. I will tell you, pride is the easiest way to put brakes on God's work in your life. If you're thinking like, man, God, you just move so slow, I would start investigating pride and start looking, okay, where is there, and pride's hard to find. And unfortunately, sometimes it's easier for somebody else to see pride in you than you see pride in yourself, which, is just all over painful. But the idea here is I don't want to be on my own time. I want to be on God's timing. And in leadership, it's so important that we realize, okay, it's God's timing. I'm not trying to jump into something. I'm not trying to go ahead of God. I also don't want to go real far away from God and put on the brakes and make him kind of pull me into something. And I don't want to have my pride be the pusher away of God trying to do something in my life. And it's because it's his timing. It's God's timing that I want. I don't want to assume that it's me right now. I just want to walk in what God has for me. And so I'm just going to be very cognizant of my leadership and say, okay, God, it's in your timing. If I need to move, I'll move. If I need to stay, I'll stay. I'm just going to do it. And this is what it means to have God be the Lord of your life and not the genie of your life. You know, like you just, it is a different thing where he calls the shots. He doesn't answer your requests. Because he's the boss. And that this is the moment that you're just like, okay, it's God's timing, it's God's timing, it's God's timing. So, Father, I pray for all of our leadership, all the different things that we lead, everything, family and relationships, ourselves, God, jobs and businesses, and even here at church and all the different things. Father, I pray that we would be so in tune with your timing, God, that we wouldn't run too fast, we wouldn't run too slow, but God, we'd be walking with you. Father, help us to do that in Jesus' name.